so, because we don't want to excommunicate anyone tonight, especially on Christmas Eve. I'm not Scrooge or the Grinch, believe it or not, so there you go. Also, too, I would humbly ask that you do me a favor, please. Remember in your prayers the people of Baytown, Texas. Baytown is near and dear to my heart. My wife and I met at the Baytown Little Theater. We were married at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Baytown. Her daddy was a pipe fitter at then the Humble Refinery. Our children were born in the same hospital as my wife down in Baytown. Know a lot of friends there. Don't know if they're now retired or if they were working at the plant at the time of the accident. Still a lot that needs to be found out. So please keep all the people of Baytown in your prayers. And if you don't mind, I'd like to offer a prayer now since we don't have any prayers of intercession in the service. Gracious and wonderful God, tonight we celebrate the gift of Emmanuel, God with us. A reminder, you are there with us in times of joy, in times of grief. We ask, dear Lord, especially to be with the people of Baytown, especially those who are injured in the accident, as well as those families who are grieving and mourning. Remind them of your love and grace, especially in the coming days. Send healing to all in body, mind, and spirit. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You are listening to the Shepherd Cast.
Let us pray. All-powerful and unseen God, the coming of your light into our world has brightened weary hearts with peace. Call us out of darkness and empower us to proclaim the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our first reading comes from the prophet Micah, the fifth chapter, beginning at the second verse. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of her kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they will live secure. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. The second reading comes from the prophet Isaiah, the seventh chapter, verses 13 and 14. Then Isaiah said, "Hear then, O house of David, Is it too little for you to weary mortals that you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the woman is with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel. Our third reading comes from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 2 through 6. The people who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy at the harvest as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Our fourth reading comes from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2, verses 5 through 7. Joseph went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Thank you.
the fifth reading, the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 through 9. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. Our sixth reading, the Gospel of St. Luke, the second chapter, verses 10 through 14. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace, goodwill among people." And let us pray. Gracious and wonderful God, we love you, we praise you. We give you thanks. We thank you, dear Lord, for the miracle birth of the incarnate Word. We thank you, dear Lord, holy, infinite, immortal, to dwell with us who are less than perfect, mortal, finite. We thank you, dear Lord, for being with us, not only then, but today. Help us that we may carry on your mission of love and grace to this world. We ask, dear Lord, to send your Holy Spirit upon me that I may preach your word truthfully and faithfully. In this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, I was in Cub Scouts. And I remember one Christmas, our Cub Scout pack had a gift exchange, and we were all excited about it. And there were a variety of wrapped gifts. However, there was this one monster gift that was just about twice as big as any of us Scouts. And so one boy got the number one draft pick, and he made sure that we all knew that he had that number one pick, you know? And he said, boy, you guys are gonna be so sorry, man, because I've got the bestest, biggest toy you ever saw, you know? And so we just kind of marveled at and wondered what that might be. And we just all thought like him, thinking that this must be one huge, fantastic toy. Well, when he opened his present, he was a little disappointed, for it was a coat rack. Not the toy that he had imagined. However, on the other hand, the Scout who had the last number, the last pick, got the smallest, plainly wrapped gift that everyone had overlooked and passed by. It was so small that you could fit it in the palm of your hand. The present turned out to be a scout knife, something that all of us had wanted. And the impossible had happened at that gift exchange. The biggest present was not the best, and the most extraordinary gift was found in the small, ordinary, overlooked package. One of the lessons that I learned as a scout was that the smallest gift is usually the very best. This is the way it is for God. Throughout Scripture, God loves the small, those who are struggling, those who are often overlooked. Tonight is good news indeed for any of us living in small towns, worshiping in small congregations, or who themselves feel overlooked with little or no power. God's blessings are found in the small and overlooked. The good news is that God surprises us with the small and overlooked gift of the Christ child. And with all of the Christmas commercials being aired on television, like the young child who gets a Lexus on the Lexus December to Remember, good grief, we may lose sight of the Christ child. Yet God, by his grace, continues to surprise us, especially this night. In the small and overlooked town of Bethlehem, beside a small and overlooked inn, in a small and overlooked barn, the Christ child is born in a small and overlooked feeding trough. On this Christmas Eve, the good news is that God reverses the fortunes of the small and the overlooked. Through Micah, a small and overlooked book of the Bible, just ask any of those of us who were at the Bible study trying to find it when we were studying it, God promises to do something great for something small. From the little town of Bethlehem, God will bring forth the greatest ruler of them all, God's own Son, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. What is small geographically and politically will host the Savior of us all. There is more good news proclaimed by the prophet Micah. God surprises us with his choice of the least likely, the littlest, to accomplish God's purpose. The future Messiah from this small and humble beginning will be the shepherd leader, someone like David, who was, after all, the smallest and youngest of his brothers, who tended his family sheep. Yet God selected him to be the king of Israel. Then it is no wonder that this Christ child, a descendant of David, will be called the Good Shepherd who lovingly seeks out one small, lost, overlooked sheep. The shepherd leader's rule is beautifully expressed with wonderful words of the prophet. In the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall live secure. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be one of peace. Wow, good news. God gives us more gifts of hope with all the names associated with this shepherd leader. Matthew, in his gospel, tells us that the name of Jesus means God will save his people from their sin. Isaiah foretells of the beautiful name Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Micah echoes the words given to the prophet Isaiah, who gave the name of the Christ child, Prince of Peace. Even the name of Bethlehem provides meaning and insight to the small Christ child. Literally, Bethlehem means house of bread. So think about this. Jesus, who will later proclaim that he is the bread of life, who was born in the house of bread, who lovingly gives of himself at the Last Supper with his precious body and blood. Does it not surprise us then that this Jesus, this bread of life, is first tempted by the devil after fasting 40 days in the wilderness by being tempted to turn stones into bread? The bread of life born in the house of bread will be tempted by the devil with bread. Whenever I have felt small, as I contemplated the readings for this evening, I have always remembered to look up. To look up at the night sky, and as I do so almost every time, I remember those words from Psalm 8. As I see the immensity not only of our galaxy, but also the universe, compared to my relative smallness, I find comfort and God's love in those words. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them? Mortals, that you care for them. Today, let us not look past the small gifts that God gives us, especially the gift of hope through the prophet Micah. If we are feeling small and overlooked, we can take comfort in God's own Son having been born as a little infant in an out-of-the-way barn in the little town of Bethlehem to the humble Mary who sang of God's greatness. God gives us hope in the Messiah, the Shepherd King. God gives us hope in the prophetic names of Jesus that emphasize God's salvation and forgiveness of sin for all of us. God gives us hope that by his surprising grace, God can be found in this small Christ child, born in a manger in the little town of Bethlehem. God gives us hope in this miraculous birth that we celebrate tonight, that came from a small and overlooked gift. And all of God's children said, Amen.
You have just heard a very special sermon from Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church. We thank you for listening to the Shepherdcast this week. If you like what you heard, and you are able and you live in the Northeast Ohio area, we would like to invite you to join us for worship on Sundays. Our services are Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. You can learn more about the worship environment at our church by visiting sotvchurch.com/worship. While you are there, you will also see the precautions which we are taking on account of the COVID-19 pandemic in order to worship safely. As I say every week, we are a church in service. If you wish to support this podcast, we hope you will support us by supporting our church's ministry. For more information on how you can do that, please visit sotvchurch.com/support. Of course, you can keep up with us online at our church website, sotvchurch.com, and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at SOTV Sandyville. We'll be back next week with another episode of the Shepherdcast, so please tune in then. Until then, we thank you for listening, and God bless.